But they call you the widow.
She snickered.
Yes. I held on. Tight. I took him overboard with me.
Revenge is very sweet, my dear.
Francesca stared wide-eyed across the table at her. A short, rotund woman with a large nose and ruddy cheeks stepped from the crowd. Her eyes, all but hidden beneath the hood of her cloak, darted back and forth between Francesca and the White Widow. She bowed, then spoke, faltering.
My husband and I were married for 15 wonderful years. We had 2 beautiful children, a son and daughter. Our lives were perfect, really perfect. We had a beautiful home, successful careers. He was my best friend, my confidant. He was a very thoughtful person. His work schedule differed from mine. He was out of the house and on the road before I woke up. But he always took the time to fix my breakfast, leaving it and the coffee warming in the kitchen. Every day I'd find a note of endearment. It was such a wonderful way to begin each day. One chilly spring morning, about 10 years ago, he left a note next to the coffee, just like he usually did. It told me to drink up and keep warm and be at peace, for he had brewed a special treat in honor of all our years together. So I drank it, smiling and contented. I was a very lucky woman to have such a kind and loving husband. It was more bitter than usual, and with a strange almond taste. I assumed he had tried one of those new flavored coffees. Unfortunately, I learned too late what he had brewed for me. My beloved husband, my best friend, traded me in for someone else.